I am invested. I love football. I am thrilled to get the opportunity to come back to Chicago. It's a great organization, great city, great fans. And sometimes when you leave, and we were 4-12 2 years in a row, and it wasn't so good, it's nice to get another opportunity. But yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Coach, how are you different this time around with the Bears?
I think I'm more experienced. You know, again, you'd hope anybody that stays in it longer than the last time you saw them, you'd hope they've learned something. I think I've learned, I mentioned again earlier that I've had successes, I've had failures, but I keep believing in myself and the people I work with and the players that we get to work with, and always have a positive approach. I feel very confident that when the season starts, we're going to win it all. And then, you know, you either play well enough to do it or you don't. But you don't regret any of it. I've worked with Mark before, so I've been in a very similar situation. He was the coordinator, and I was the quarterback coach, and we both actively worked with the quarterbacks. And I look forward to that. He's got a lot of expertise at that position, and I'm not too old to learn, and I know I'll learn some things from him, and hopefully he learned some things from me. But we've got a great opportunity here in Chicago, and we want to make the most of it. And I think we can complement each other in that position. Yep. I don't know about personal. I mean, I think it's important that we think alike more than anything. You know, that there's a communication there, that when the game's over, there's not a whole lot of questions about why did you do what you did, why did you call what you did. That we all know the game plan well enough that those kind of surprises don't pop up. Well, when I was first here, I think like most young coaches, you think it's about you, you know, and you start to realize it's about your players, it's about your team, it's about what their abilities are, you know, evaluate those abilities and make your system work for them. You know, they're the ones that have to go out on the field and produce. And sometimes you get hung up on drawing X's and O's and thinking you have a great play design, but you don't spend the time thinking, can these guys execute this? And so you learn from that. And I mentioned earlier, I've had successes and I've had failures, and I wouldn't trade any of it. There's no regrets. I mean, I learn from some of the really tough years, and I've developed a resolve that, you know, when things go bad, hang in there, keep believing in what you believe in, and things will get better.
Have you seen it all and heard it all by this point?
You know, sometimes I think that, but I promise I haven't. Something will happen that I've never seen and never heard before. You know, there's some basics that have nothing to do with that quarterback's abilities. You got to protect them. You know, you got to get him in a system where he feels comfortable that he can complete a throwing motion, that he's not going to get hit too much, that what we're asking him to do is in the best interest of the team, that it's a team game with three phases that are all important. Respect the other two phases, that they're going to do their part, and if we do our part, you know, we're contributing to the team having a good chance of winning. And it's not real complicated. Where our work is ahead of us is evaluating this talent here and putting that system in place that we think gives them the best chance to work their skills as best they can.